Okay, morning, today's daf is Bava Tzia Daf Yud, chock full today. We're on Tes Amud Beis, about six lines from the bottom. Yeah, yesterday we had discussed the case of Roi Metzia, right? If you have somebody who's Rochev Agav, Mishnah says someone's Rochev Agav to him, and he sees a Metzia, and his friend tells him to pick it up, and he picks it up and says, I picked it up for me, then his friend says, I have Zochev for it. So the Gemara has said that if someone's malaki peya, right, and you say this belongs to a different ploni, Rabbi Elazar says the second ani can get it, and the chachamim say no, you have to give it to the first ani that comes there. So Rula had mentioned that smachlokus is only if an usher picks it up for an ani, but if an ani picks up for another ani, you can say migdu zochli nafshi zochli nami lechavre. But by an usher picking up for another ani, then there's a machlokus whether he's like you say two migo that I could be makir all my mechasim become an ani, and then migdu zochli nafshi zochli nami lechavre. Rabbi Shua ben Levi says you can make that Rabbi Elazar says that you could do the double migo. Everyone say you can't do the double migo, but and they say that ani na ani, but everyone would agree from ani na ani divrei kol that you would be able to zocher for the second one ani can be zocher for another ani because migo is zocher nafshi zocher nami lechavrei. So now Rav Nachman says, wait, I can explain the machlokas based on our mishnah. Let's explain the machlokas even from an ani to an ani. That maybe the machlokas would be whether or not you say migo is zocher nafshi zocher nami lechavrei. So Amalei Rav Nachman leula. Rav Nachman says to ula, v'leima mar, let mar say. May ani ma ani let machlokas. That the machlokas is also from an ani and ani. If I'm an ani and I pick it up for another ani, maybe there's a machlokas as well. Do we say migul de zochli nafshi zochli nami lechavrei? So the hub, what's the raya? We have our mishnah. The hametziah hakol aniim etzla. When it comes to finding a metziah, we're all considered aniim. What does that mean? We're all considered aniim. We all have the right. We all have the zechus to pick up that metziah. So we're all an ani to it. We all have shaychus to it. Just like an ani has shaychus to peya, we all have shaychus to a metziah. So we're an ani the gabi metziah. The hametziah hakol aniim etzla utznan. And we learn in our mishnah. Someone's riding on an animal and they saw the metziah. But he says to his friend, give it to me, get it for me. Nitala, so his friend picked it up for him. And he, before he even gave it to him, he says, I was zochah for myself. The friend says, I'm zochah for myself. I'm not zochah for you, for the rider. Zachaba, he was zochah for the, he was zochah for himself, not for the rider. So you see that the rochev wasn't zochah the metziah when his friend picked it up. We see from here that we don't say that since he picked it up for himself, right? And since he's allowed to pick it up for himself, he picked it up for his friend. So, e amar bishlam amay anila anilach locus. So you see from here the Mishnah is trying to prove we don't see migdu zochli nafshi zochli nami lechavrei. Because if we said migdu zochli nafshi zochli nami lechavrei, and the second he picked it up, he should have been zochir on behalf of the rider. So we see from here, so I amar bishlam amay anila machlokas, if you would have said that the machlokas before between Rav Elazar and Chachamim is also from an ani to an ani, and again, our case is talking about an ani, that because we're all aniim, etzel, and metziah, mas nisin money, then who's our Mishnah like? Who's our Mishnah like who says that the rider, the rochev, is not kone? It's kerabonon he. That goes like Rabbanon, who say that the ani can be only be zocha for himself, and so too by the metziah, ain't adam zocha el atzmo, and therefore the rochev wasn't zocha the metziah. But Eliya marked the asher of ani machlokas. If you say the machlokas over there is only by an asher to an ani, the abame ani la ani divrei akol zochelo. But an ani picking up for another ani divrei akol zochelo. Ha money. Who does our mishnah go like? Lo rabbanon v'lo Rabbi Elazar. It can't go like either of them because according to that, everyone holds migo to zochli nafshi zochli nami lechavrei. The machlokas is whether we can say another migo on top of that, that I can make myself ani and become, and the usher can make himself an ani. But everyone would hold migo to zochli nafshi zochli nami lechavrei. That's the case in our mishnah. The way we're reading the mishnah now, the Avamina, it would be that once the pedestrian picks up the item, the guy on the horse should be kone it. As Rashi says, look at Rashi. Rashi says on Amud Aleph, no, we'll explain it. That's what we just spoke about Rashi outside. So the Gemara says, Ula says, no, you're understanding the Mishnah incorrectly. Ula says that our case, Amar Lei, Ula answers back, Mas Nisim the Amar Tchila. Our Mishnah is dealing with a case where the Magvia didn't say that, they never said that originally I picked it up for the friend, and then just before he gave it to his friend, he says, no, I changed my mind. I have charata. It's from originally, he says tchila. He says from the beginning, I picked it up on myself. I never had my friend in mind. So you could say, migdu zochli nafshi zochli nami lechavrei. I was never zochli lechavrei in this case. So I picked it up for myself. I didn't pick it up for anybody else. The only time I say, migdu zochli nafshi zochli nami lechavrei is when I picked it up for my friend. Here I didn't pick it up for my friend. because I said I picked it up for myself. Tchila. And Haki Naim is Mistabra. And this is a way to, the way we interpret this interpretation of the Mishnah is Mistabra. Tekatani Seifa. I'm not exactly sure how to read this, but I think this is how it goes. Tekatani Seifa. The Seifa in our Mishnah says, Im Yishen Noshna Lo, if after you gave the Rochev the item, Amar Aniza Chisi Bat Tchila, the guy says, I took it for myself originally. Lo amar klum. He doesn't say anything. It doesn't count because he already gave it to the pedestrian, already gave it to the rider. So the Gemara says, Tchila b'seifa lamali. Why do I need the word tchila in the seifa? Aniza chisi bat tchila. Pshita, sha'afagav lo amar tchila kamar. If I'm the guy who picks it up, and I give it to you, and I want to claim it for myself, I say, no, I picked it up for myself first. Why does it say the word? I picked it up for myself. It means I picked it up for myself first. If it doesn't mean I picked it up for myself first, it means I picked it up for myself after I gave it to you. It doesn't make any sense. Of course it means I picked it up for myself. I picked it up for myself first. And nevertheless, sha'avagav delomer tchila ka'amar. Elalav, so you see from there, that when you say, aniza chisi bat tchila, the kavana is, hakamash malan reisha da amar tchila. It's the reisha where the guy picks it up. It's talking about a case where he says he picked it up for himself first. So, it's the ratios were a case where he picked it up for himself first. It's not a, that's why it's not migdal zach. It's not that's why it's not a raya that we don't say migdal zach l'nafshi zach l'nam l'chavrei, because the ratio is a case where I picked it up for myself. I didn't pick it up for you at any moment in time. Originally, I picked it up for myself. So don't prove that our Mishnah is against the concept that migdal zach l'nafshi zach l'nam l'chavrei. So okay, according to that, that's how you read the word chilos. And then Rav Nachman, who says that our Mishnah must be talking about a case. It must be a shita that holds, that doesn't hold me, what does he do with the word tchila? How does he interpret the Mishnah? We just interpret the Mishnah against Rav Nachman. So how does Rav Nachman interpret the Mishnah? The Idach, Tana Seifa, the Seifa says the word tchila, ligluy resha, to explain what's going on in the resha. Seifa, the Amar tchila, Seifa's talking about a case where he says tchila, meaning even if he says tchila, he picks it up, he gives it, I give it to Menachem who's riding on the horse, and I say, no, originally I picked it up for myself. The Seifa is saying, even in that case, it's no good, even if you say Tchila, because you already gave it to Menachem. So it's no good. But Reisha is even the lower Amar Tchila. The Reisha is talking about a case, even if I didn't say Tchila. Meaning, if I picked it up, and I didn't say Tchila, and then afterwards I say, you know what, it belongs to me, then it belongs to me according to Rav Nachman. Therefore you see, that just, you don't say, because if I didn't say Tchila first, that means originally I picked it up for him. And now before I give it to him, I'd say I want it myself, even without saying tchila, and I get it, so I wasn't zocher for Menachem. So you see that you don't say migdal zach l'nafshi zach l'nam l'chavrei. That's the machlokas between Ula and Rav Nachman. Okay, I think that's how you read it. A little tough, but okay. Next, a lot of shas sugyas come up now. Okay, Rav Nachman and Rav Chizda the Amri Tarayu. Rav Nachman and Rav Chizda both say hamagbia metzia l'chaveru lo kana chaveru. If I see something, an lost item in the street, must be a lost item. We know we have Zeyush or whatever. There's no mitzvah of Hashavas of Eid here. I see a lost item in the street. I see this nice watch. I say, you know what? I want to pick that up for Shia so I can give it to him. And lo kana, your friend's not kana. Why not? My timer. Have a tofes lebal chov b'makom shechav la'achirim, but tofes lebal chov b'makom shechav la'achirim lo kana. It's similar to, it's the same thing as being tofes lebal chov b'makom shechav la'achirim. What's that case? You're owed money. You owe him money. Menachem owes him money as well. So what do I do? Sorry, you owe him money and you owe him money. So I go and I grab from you money on behalf of Shia. It's no good. Why? Because I'm grabbing the money from you on behalf of Shia, I'm making a hefsei for Menachem, because you also owe him money. So I don't have the right to go ahead. Rashi explains, Have a topis lebalchav, the makam chavarchim, ka adam habame elav, the topis mamal chavero, the shil chov, sheish la acher lav. Ubali kadim achelo yipesenu balchov acher. And I'm grabbing it before another balchov takes it. And by me grabbing on behalf of lender A, I'm forcing a loss on lender B, C, D, and E. So you can't do that. You don't have the right. It seems to be smart. It seems to be, you know, there's no. And they say it doesn't seem to be a svara. You can't do that. A lender himself can do that because he has a right to it. And they won't talk about it. He has a right to that. The lender can grab it, you can grab your money. You can grab your own money.
What can I do?
So I am going to grab it on behalf of lender A. You don't owe me any money. You owe A and B, and I grab it on behalf of A. I'm causing a hefsek for B. A can probably grab it for himself.
Self-help works, other help doesn't.
Usually. Yeah. Usually, if you want to do something, you want to do something right to yourself. Yeah, okay. So, but the machlokas, the major machlokas, Rashi and Tosos, whether or not, if lender A appoints me as a shliach, can I do it? Because we say, usually we say shliach usolam kamosa. We'll get to that in a minute. So we're saying over here, but if you find a, so how does that work? I find a metzia. So the gabe, the metzia, everyone's lender A, B, and C, because everybody has a right to get it. So yes, if I go find a metzia and pick it up for myself, that's fine. But if I find a metzia and pick it up for Shia, that's not going to work, because now I'm not allowing Menachem and everybody else to pick up the metzia. That's what it is. It's chav lechem, because I'm denying them their right. They have a right to the metzia, they have a right to the loan. Denying them their right, you can't deny somebody else their right. You don't have that power. Zochin Adam Shlo Befanav can be a different case. If there's a sale, someone wants to sell for me, or if it's mine and I want to give it to him, Shlo Befanav, it's when I have a shaychus to what's going on. Yeah, you're right here. I don't know. I have a shaychus also. I can pick it up for myself. Why would say migdal zochin nafshi zochin adam lechavri? We say here because you chav l'achayim. Zochin Adam Shlo Befanav. It must be in a case where you're not being chav l'achayim. Right, the rabbi by the bar mitzvah, he's zochah the gift for no one else has a shaychus to the gift. It's a show of order for somebody else. It's not for anybody else. He's zochah the gift for somebody. I think that's the chiluk. So you see from here, they say that magbiyah matzila chavero lo kano chavero. Okay. Fine. So Rashi says lo kano. We said before. He says, "Lo kana chaver." What does Rashi say? "Kid arm b'ksuvos, the lab called kumine liyos kofitz me elav v'chav le'elu me acher shlo aso oso hanosha shliach b'tofis." Because I'm grabbing it for somebody else. The guy never made me a shliach. Dashma, had he made me a shliach, we say shlichu shaladim kamoso, and I would be able. I would have the power because since my mishaleach can grab it, so too I can grab it. But Tosos, Dina Rasha Tosos, and says. Tosos and Dibur Maskel Tofes. Lebalchov says, Masha Pevis Rashi, Mishum Shdelo Aso Shliach Ein Nira. Right, he says, Shechav Lechem Lo Kani Afilu Aso Shliach. Even if you make a guy a Shliach, it doesn't work. The Shlichos here doesn't work. The whole tumult, so why not? Usually we say, and they're all showing them all like Tosos, against Rashi. So why don't we say, if you make him a Shliach, it works? So some start going on to the idea of that shliach levar veira, which doesn't really make sense to me, because shliach levar veira means it's an aveira for the mishaleach, and here the mishaleach has the right to do it. So I don't know why shliach levar veira. I don't know. I may say that loud a little bit. Some chidush of Nachman Gittin. He says according to Rashi, the chisaron. You know, I can't. I don't know. I don't understand it. Ever, there's a chidush of Rav Nachman Gittin that says, I read it inside, it says, Shlo Rashi, chisaron tofes abalchov, demakom shechav lachayim, hu bekoach ha-tofes. Right? It's a lacking in the tofes. She'enu yochol lizchos le'echad, kishizat gorim chov la'acher. Ve'lo nischadja ba'ofen zeh parsha zechia, ulatosos la'rosh, ha-chisaron hu bekoach ha-mishaleach, she'enu yochol limno shliach lechov la'acherim. It's a deficiency that just begs the question as to why. I don't know. Okay.
Amongst Goyim, so we're in some remote place, sure. No Jews there, so maybe Jews don't even go there. So how is this Kabbalah? Maybe a Jew will come and find it?
I guess it must be a case where a lot of people walk there. People walk. Maybe it's something that people have Yeyush on right away. Don't just say it's in place of Goyim. So Makam, it's an item that you have, when you lose it, you have Yeyush. What was it? You say money, that people have Yeyush right away when they leave it, or something.
No,
we don't want to put what Knarsi used to be. We want to say that... Maybe say, if you want to get off the Goyim case, just say it's an item that people mustama have Yeyush on. Yeyush lo midas type thing. Guy would definitely have Yeyush on it. So everyone has a right to, everyone has a right to pick it up. So by me picking it up for somebody else, I'm denying you the right to pick it up. But on the other hand, I can pick it up for myself.
There's no need of trying to return it.
There must be a case where you don't have to return it. It has to be, just like we said in the beginning of our Mishnah. It has to be a case where you don't have to return it, because otherwise, no one has a right to it. You have to return it to the rightful owner. So that's we said Motzim Mitzila Chaveir Lo Kana Chaveir. So Esei Rava Rav Nachman, Rava asked Rav Nachman, which is interesting because before Rava knocked the diuk of Rami Bar Chama, which seems to be saying that Rava seemed to hold that Topis of Al Chov, right, it was on Daf Chest. Tosafot points out. I forgot the El Dachi Rav the Yukud the Rami Barachama Mashma the Savra Lo Kana Chaveiro. And here it's Mashma that when he's Dachi Rami Barachama before, it's Mashma he says Lo Kana Chaveiro, and here he's asking a question which should be Kana Chaveiro. So maybe he was he says maybe Shema Kavla Hachamir of Nachman. Maybe here he heard Rav Nachman's answer. So then he went back and now went against Rami Barachama. Rav Nachman gave him the answer. Or happy. So Esei Rav of Nachman Matzias Poel La'atzmo. If a Poel. Right, if a Poel finds a Metziah, right? Poel's a day laborer, he finds a Metziah, the Metziah belongs to him. But, Bamed Devarim Amurim, when do we say that that's the case? Bizmacha Amr lo Balabais, Nakesh imi hayom, Ador imi hayom. And the Balabais gave him a specific task for the day. You're going to do A, B, and C for me today. So during the day, if I'm not doing A, B, and C, and I pick something up, it belongs to the Poel, it belongs to the day laborer, he finds it. But, Aval Amr lo Aset imi malach hayom, he says to the Poel, you're working for me today. Meaning you're doing everything for me. You're going to be the jack of all trades today. I'm hiring you to do whatever I want, whatever I need you to do. Then, mitziyaso shel balabayasu. Then if the poel finds something, the mitziyah belongs to the balabayas. So you see from there that a person can be zocha the mitziyah for somebody else. Because the poel is zocha for the balabayas. So Gemara gives the obvious answer. Amrlei, shani poel, the yodo ki yad balabayasu. A poel is different because a poel is like the yad balabayas. So some, this, I don't know, is this a riot to Rashi? Right? Because you see, now it's a Poel. Poel is Yado Ki Yad Balabayas. So Shliach is also Shliach is also Kamoso. Okay, so then we can say also, well, Poel can also quit. But you can say that maybe there's a difference between, what?
He has to quit first.
Okay, well that's Gemara's going to say that. So that's the Gemara's answer that he can quit. So it's not purely, let's get to that. But I don't think it's necessarily a riot for Rashi anyway, because you can say it. There's a chiluk between a Poel and a Shliach. Maybe your chiluk. Or other chilukim is that a poel, you know, a poel is getting paid. A poel is a super shliach. A poel is doing my work for me. You have to look into as to what's the chiluk between a poel and a shliach according to Tosos and the Rov Rishonim. But since the poel is yodok yad balabayis, so his hand is if the balabayis, so it's the guy, he's not being zochet the mitziah on behalf of the balabayis. He is the balabayis being zochet. So therefore, it's not a raya against Rav Nachman. So Gemara says, wait, let me ask you a question on this answer. Amarav, Rav said. A poel can retract from his schiras even in the middle of the day. So if his hand is like the hand of the balabayas, how is it possible for him to reneg? The Gemara says, how can he reneg? So the Gemara says, Amrlei kol kamad lo hader be kiyad balabayasu v'chi hader be taima achrinahu d'ksiv kili b'nei sor lavadim lavadehem v'lo vadim lavadim. The Gemara answers, Rav Nachman says that so long as the Poel doesn't renege, then he's Yado Ki Yad Balabayas. But like you should have said before, if he has a choice and he reneges, then he's no longer the Yad Balabayas. So if he reneges, then you're right. If he reneges first and then picks it up, it belongs to him. But so long as he doesn't renege, he's Yado Ki Yad Balabayas. And the reason why he can renege is not because you said, oh, he can renege, therefore you see he's not Yado Ki Yad Balabayas. No, Yado is Ki Yad Balabayas so long as he doesn't renege. The reason why he can't renege is not because he's not the Yad Bal Abayas, it's because we have a pasuk who says, "Kili b'nei Yisrael avadim, avadayhem b'lo avadim la'avadim." They're not servants. You're not allowed to be servants. You can't be servants to somebody. So therefore, you can renege. So Tosos points out an interesting point. He says, "Tosos dimaraso kili b'nei Yisrael avadim." Kili b'nei Yisrael avadim is the pasuk that learned that you're not supposed to become an eved ivri. You're not supposed to become a slave. So are you not supposed to become a socher either? Because you're losing that pasuk here by a poel. Right? So Tosafot says, Nirali, the Mikol Makam Mutter Adam Lahaskar Atzmo, the Dapka Eved Ivrish, Enu Yachal Lakser Bo, the Enu Yotzikod Muzmano, Ela Bishtar Shichur over Misham Avadayhem. Only Eved and Ivri has the Isser. But it's still, there's no Isser to become a Poel, but the Pasuk still applies to the Poel to the point that he's allowed to remove himself from the Pu'ula, you know, midway. The question over here is, it comes up, signing long-term contracts. You're allowed to sign a long-term contract. I saw it brought down that a rabbi shouldn't sign a lifetime contract. Because then you become a, I don't know why that works, you become an eved to the shul. I think it's the other way around. When the rabbi terms a lifetime contract, the shul becomes an eved to the rav. But also they mentioned also this. Someone said, I couldn't find it, the Ramah had mentioned that you should never sign a contract longer than 3 years. Because then you're becoming more like an eved or something like that. Don't sign long term. But I don't know, I mean, there are payments, you know, if you break a contract, you have issues, legal issues about breaking contract. You still can do it. Still works.
Nothing was enforceable against the
court. No, but it depends on the contract. Some of the contracts have you know, they have penalties if you break it, you know, if you have a violation of the contract. But nevertheless, I don't think it's the same thing as being an eved. So sign the contract, break the contract afterwards, and deal with the results. But you're not going to jail. I don't think you can. I don't think it's.
So it falls more in line of a passive shliach as opposed to regular shliach, which is the active shliach.
But he's a passive shliach, yet he also is a stronger yadav about yadav
bias. That's why, because he has that. Say that I'm not a shliach anymore. He said I don't work for you anymore. He has to change his status, as opposed to regular shliach, who has to say specifically, I'm picking this up for someone else.
So why is, I don't understand why Paul according to Tosos, why Paul is stronger. I'll talk about it later. Just go. Okay. So look at my. So now Rav Chiya says, Rav Chiya is cholik on Rav Nachman. Rav Chiya bar Abba, Rav Yochanan. Hamagbiya metziya lechavero, kana chavero. If you find a metziya on behalf of your friend, you're kona for him, right? So you don't say it's chavla chayrim. The im tomer mishnah seinu. What about our mishnah where it says it's mashma that you magbiya metziya lechavero, you're not kona, the chaver is not kona. It's the amar tneili v'lo amar zecheli. It's where the writer says, give it to me, doesn't say be zochid for me. But had he said zochid for me, then you would have been kona here just because it's semantics. It's because of what he asked him, of what he asked him to do. So it's interesting over here to point out also, it says it's Amar Rav Chiya bar Abba Amar Rav Yochanan, right? And what was the shita of Rav Yochanan? Rav Yochanan was the one who said, Tosfos points out, Right, it says, "Va'afagav the isli Rabbi Yochanan beperik hakosif perikam legitin that tosif lebalchov lo kani." He holds that tosif lebalchov and macham shechav lachem lo kani. Yet he also holds a magbiya matzila chavero kana chavero. So he doesn't put the two things together, right? He says, "Dafte hecha de lo shayach migul zach the nafshei the ain alobachayev kul matofis of matzila the ikam migul kana." He says, no, he still says that you're not allowed to be tofis lebalchov the macham shechav lachem. But if you have migul zochel inafshi zochel inam lechavre, if I can be zochel on behalf of myself, then I can be zochel mechavre. Therefore, by metzia I can't. So if what comes out from there, let's say Rabbi Schreiber owes you money, owes me money, owes Mati money, and I go ahead and I grab the money on behalf of Yishir. According to this shita, since it's migul zochel inafshi zochel inam lechavre, even though it's chav lechayim, I mean chav lemati in this case, according to this answer of Tosfos, it would work because the Yochanan holds as long as it's zochel inafshi zochel inam lechavre. The Ramban says no, it's a different story. He says that it's not chav. Rav Nachman's arguing here that magbiya matzil chavero is not chav lechayim because it's not being chav to somebody. It's like what you were saying before. It's just a menias harevach. He's not losing anything. He's just taking away the opportunity for him to get something. It's totally different than losing and taking away an opportunity. Okay?
Semantics.
What?
Semantics.
That's not semantics. The other one before was semantics. Okay. Next Mishnah. Ra'as ha-metziyah v'nafaleh. I see a metziyah and I jump on it. And I think that by jumping on it, it's mine. U'ba acher v'hechzik ba, zech she'hechzik ba zachah ba. And then you go ahead and you grab it. I didn't make a kinyan. Jumping on it is no kinyan. Grabbing and taking it and being magbiyah it, that's the kinyan. Some Reish Lakish Mishum Arba Bardala, Reish Lakish says the name of Arba Bardala, Arba Amashul Adam, Konos Lo Bechol Makom. There's a kinyan Dalet Amos, which is a Sugya Bifle Atzma. This is one of the major sources. But unfortunately, we don't have time to talk about it, but if we had 3 weeks, we could talk about the Sugya of kinyan Dalet Amos. So, four Amos around me. Dibre Yecheskel, mentioned more from Reb Chesko Bernstein, he points out that Dal Amos means Dal Amos on all sides. I'm standing here, so Dal Amos, so it's 4 Amos that way, 4 Amos that way, so it's like a 16 Amos circumference, you know, around.
Or it's a square,
right? But that's there. Yeah. Okay. I have to mention Dibre Yecheskel. We said Dibre Yecheskel didn't have any children, so his chus in life is, and he was killed by the Nazis, is to say over his Torah. Okay, maybe he had children. My children were killed. I'm not sure. I don't know. I should retract. I'm not sure which one it went. Okay, so Abraham shall Adam konos lo b'chol makom. Why? My time. And what's the reason? Tiknu rabban lo asli litznuya. We want to avoid fights. So Abraham is very close. It's right around me. So that's mine. We don't want people to jumping into my Abraham's and taking it. So it's a machlokas. You have to see what the nafkmin is. Does it mean that I own a chatzir around me for Dal Ramos and therefore mimela everything in that chatzir is mine? We didn't kinyan chatzir. Or is it that we say that the Dalit, and therefore Mimela it's mine, or we say no, that anything within Dalit Amos is mine, to figure out what the nafkaminas are, but there are, if you look in the back here, there are lots and lots of nafkos mine. So Amar Abaye Moshe Rabchia bar Yosef Peya. Rabchia bar Yosef asked a question on this Kinyan Dal Amos from the concept from the din of Peya, and Amar Rava Moshe Rabbi Yaakov are eating Nizikin, and Rav Yaakov is going to ask a question on this from Nizikin. So first we're going to go to the Peya case. Amar Abaye Moshe. There's lost a lot of machlokosos when it comes to Kinyan Dal Amos. What can you be kone? Is it only being kone hefker? Can you do Mekachol Memkar that way? Does it apply to Gittin? Machlokas, we've shown them on everything. Does it apply in Rosh Hasharabim or only apply in non-Rosh Hasharabim cases? What's the story of Kinyan Dal Amos? So Amar Abai, Moshe Rav Chia by Yosef Peya. Here's the question Rav Chia asked regarding Peya. You have the commission in Peya says, and the Ani comes, and Noto Mixas Peya. He takes a little bit of the Peya. V'zarek al Ashar. Then he takes the Peya that he picked up, and he threw it on the rest of the Peya. Thinking that that's going to be koneh for him. Zarek al Shar, Ein lo bo klum. He doesn't have any. Machlokes what Ein lo bo klum. Does it mean he doesn't have even the original thing he picked up? By throwing it, he lost that kingdom also? Or it means Ein lo bo klum. He doesn't have what he threw it on top of. Ein lo bo klum. Nafal lo alef. He jumped on it. Paris taliso alef. He put his talus on it. Ma'avir nosto hemena. He take it away from him. V'chein ba omer shichacha. And so too by Omer, and so too by Omer Shichcha, a bundle of Shichcha. V'iyah marked arba amos al adam kona slomi kol makom niknali arba amos today. Why wouldn't it be kona? Let the ani, if it's within dalat amos of him, it belongs to the ani. King in dalat amos, we just said. So hachem ma'iskin. The Gemara says, what are we talking about over here? The lo amar ekne. He doesn't say that it should be kona with him with dalat amos. Meaning, how the meaning here is that in order to be kona dalat amos, you have to verbalize that I'm using a king in dalat amos, which is interesting. And may have other halachic ramifications, but it's interesting that you have to have a king in order for the kingdom to work. You have to verbalize it. The Gemara says no, it doesn't make sense. The itukin rabbanon. If rabbanon makes this takanda kinyan dal amos, which is clearly a kinyan de rabbanon, so that if it's kinyan de rabbanon, how does it work according to those who say it works by gittin or kiddushin? Has a kinyan de rabbanon effect? Have a chalos de oraisa? That's another issue with kinyan dal amos. I'm just pointing out how what.
It can't work by itself because otherwise you have people walking. Everybody's in a bucket.
We'll get to that. That's why he might not work in Rosh Hasharabim. Because they're all going to. The whole point of the King Dalai Lama is to avoid fighting, and now we're going to fight who got to that Dalai Lama first. So therefore, this is the Gemara's going to say it doesn't work by. It doesn't not going to work by Rosh Hasharabim. So, Hakum Ayaskin, Lo Amr Ekne. Vitek Rabbana, it's a Rabbana Katakana, Ki Lo Amr Mahave. So if he doesn't say it, what's the big deal? The Gemara says, Kevin, did not fail. Since he jumped on it, Gali Daiki, did Mephila Nichele Likne. The King Arba Amos Lo Nichele Likne. By jumping on, he's Megalatas. He doesn't want. It's like EFC Bitakanas Chachamim. I don't want to use the Dalai Amos. I'm only going to use a different Kenyan. And the different Kenyan he's trying to use doesn't work. Okay, that's one answer. Rav Papa, I think, is a better answer. Rav Papa Amar, Ki Takinale Rabbanan. When did Rabbanan make the King of Dalai Amos? That's Ba'alma. That's in a place where everybody has Rishus to go. Ba'alma. But by step Balabayas, lo tikkun rabbanon. Here we're talking about a case where the Ani is walking into the Balabayas' field. So you're going to say, oh, now the Kinyan Dal Amos, and it already, the field already belongs to somebody else. Right? Besed Balabayas, lo tikkun rabbanon. But afa gad zochle rachmoni gava, even though the Torah gave the Ani permission to walk into the field, he zochle rachmoni aluchi bal and akute peya. He only gave him permission to walk into the field and take the peya. But to turn that into the Ani's field, that's not what happened. So Kinyan Dal Amos doesn't work here. So you see here, according to this, Kinyan Dal Amos doesn't work in somebody else's field. Okay, can't be Zokit, because once the chutz there belongs to somebody else, you can't say the Dal Amos is now yours. It's already somebody else's. Now, Amar Rava, mostly Rav Yaakov are eating the Zikin. Rav Yaakov asked the question about Kinyan Dal Amos from the concept of the Zikin. Ra'a is HaMetziah, like our Mishnah. You see the Metziah, V'nafo lo alea, and you jumped on it. And someone else came and grabbed it. The one who grabbed it, it belongs to him. The guy jumped on it. Stop! It's within his Dalai Amos. So let there be a Kenyan Dalai Amos over here. Why can the second guy come and grab it away from him? What are we dealing with over here? The low amar ekne. The same thing. He didn't say ekne. Tomorrow says I have itik rabban ki low amar my havi. The rabban made a takana ki in dal amos. So he doesn't verbalize it. It doesn't work. What's the big? What, I understand that. Rabban made a takana. It's ki in dal amos. So he says kevon de nafalale goli daiti the mefila nichale nikne the arba amos lo nichale nikne. When he jumped in it, he was Megaladas. He doesn't want to use the Kenyan dal amos. He wants to use a different type of Kenyan. And the other thing that he's using is invalid. So therefore, he's not kone. So Rav Sheshes says no. It's a different answer. Kitakinu rabbanon. That's besimta. That's a simta. That's a place where everyone's allowed to go, but it's not a rishus harabim. This is getting to Mati's point. The lo dachike rabim, because there are not a lot of people going there. But for Rishus HaRabim, the Kadachiki Rabim, and Rishus HaRabim, where there are a lot of people going, Lo Takina Rabbanan. There we don't make the Takana the Rabbanan, because, as I think as Mati pointed out, I think that's actually what Rashi says, because, let's find the Rashi. Remember, I simply second Rashi. Lo Tikun Rabbanan, Sharei Ein Adam Sham Dal Amas Miyuchedes, Shahabi Chaveim Yeshlo Besocha Omdim Etzlo. A lot of people are over there. I think the other reason I'm bringing down is because now we're going to have, the whole point is to avoid fighting, and now we're going to fight who got to that spot first, the Kate of Dal Amos. There's no concept of Kate Dal Amos when it comes to Rishus Haradim. So the question, there's a machlokus, whether there's a machlokus between Rav Sheshes and Rav Papa. Because Rav Papa said that they didn't say Dal Amos only in the state Balabayas. He doesn't mention anything about Rishus Haradim. And Rav Sheshes says that Dal Amos is in the Simta, but not in Rishus Haradim. So does Rav Papa say it applies to Rishus Haradim? Because he only left out in the stay bala bias. Fine. As I wanted to point out before that I forgot to mention, I just reminded myself. We said before that a Yad Poel, right? We said before that a Yad Poel is Yad Bala Bayis. So I think Rabbi Raza has mentioned this oftentimes when it comes to one of his favorite sugyas of Makia. If you have a Poel and he puts up the Makia, you yotze the mitzvah. Can you make the bracha? So because you can't, if someone else puts up your Makia for you, you can't make the bracha. You didn't do the mitzvah. If we say Yad Poel, Yad Bala Bayis, does that mean he can do it? So the Machne, I think it's a Machne Ephraim says that yeah, you can the Poel can put it up for you. Machne Ephraim even goes one step further and says even a goy. If the goy puts up the Makia, you're yotze the mitzvah of doing the Makia. What? Right. So I think that's how other people put it down. Oh, it's right here. So it's the Machne Ephraim Hilchol Shluchin Simon Yud Aleph. Sha'af al pisha osem Makia al yedei Shlucho ein mevarich al siyoso im asu al yedei Poel mevarich alav. Kevon sheyad poel ki yad balabayis. V'af shegam b'shliach yodo ki yad balabayis, shechiluk ben shliach l'poel, shebishliach einu nechshav ki asa ha-maisa begufo, v'im ha-poel nechshav v'dover kilu asa begufo, l'chein mevorech ala siyoso. That's what he brings down. Then he brings down the Marit Al-Ghazi, who's in the back of Hilchos Bechoros on the Ramban. He's cholik on the Machne Ephraim. He says you don't make the bracha on the Sias Machas or Polagoy. I guess you can go to like what Rashi was saying. What the thing? I had to remember saying that because that's so right. Right. So that but that's going on. Okay, but a guy does your tefillas kelim for you. Make a. But if a guy's your polo, according to that side, if the guy's your polo and he does tefillas kelim, you make the bracha on it.
Why not?
I don't know. Okay, so now we're jumping a little bit, but I just had to remember that because it's something that Rav Raza mentioned all the time, so I figured we just do some chazar, like he said, it's fine. Okay, so the Gemara asked Rav Papa and Rav Sheshes. Rav Papa and Rav Sheshes now limited the concept, he limited the concept of Kinyan Dal Amos, right? But Papa says it doesn't apply in the state of Alabayas, and Rav Sheshes says it doesn't apply in Rishon Sarabim. But if you look at what Rish Lakish said with Kinyan Dal Amos, he says it's b'chol makom, right? He says arba amos shel adam konos los b'chol makom, any place that he stands. So why are you limiting it? It's not limited. Mora says that it's not in lav dafka kol makom la'asuyei tzidei rishus haravim. Kol makom comes to include the sides of the rishus haravim because not a lot of people go there. That's not so well traveled. They made the takana of dalet amos. But in Rishus HaRavim itself, and in the Stei Chavero, they didn't make the Takana of Dal Amos. So essentially, Dal Amos, Kin Dal Amos, only works in like a Simta. In a non-Rishus HaYachid, and a non-Rishus HaRavim, and it's machlokes of whether it works by Mechachol Memkar or not. Because the whole point, you can say it this, if the whole point of Kin Dal Amos is that it shouldn't be fights amongst people, so that seems to work with Hefker. We're going to fight who it belongs to. But by Mechachol Memkar, we have a buyer and a seller. So they want to use Kinyan Dal Amos. I'm selling to you my jacket. You know, it's within Dal Amos of you, your Conan. Why do there's not come to any fight, so maybe it would work. And that could come even in the Rishus Sarabim, even in the Rishus Sayyafid.
But Gittin also makes sense.
Right, but Gittin yet have another issue though of it has to be Ben Nassim V'Yada.
I understand, but
yeah, because they're doing it together. They're making it up amongst themselves, so maybe it should work. I think that may be part of the month locus. Okay. Now another statement of Reish Lakish Mishum Abra Kohen Bardula. For Amar Reish Lakish Mishum Abra Kohen Bardula. Have we come across Abra Kohen Bardula before?
Yeah.
No, I'm saying we just did it now. It's Reish Lakish. Before today. Before today. Yes. So Amrish, now today's daf. It's the second member that Reish Lakish is cutting. Is quoting. Amrish Lakish, Rishum Abar Kohen Bardula, Kitana, a small girl under bat mitzvah, Ein La Chatzir. She doesn't have a kinyan chatzir. So meaning, if her husband throws a get into her chatzir, she's not nicknamed the get, and therefore she's not Migureshes. The Ein La Arba Amos. And she also doesn't have a kinyan Arba Amos. Therefore also, if he throws the get within her Arba Amos, that's not gonna count. Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Anai, he argues, Amar, Yeshla Chatzer, the Yeshla Arba Amos. She does have a kinyan Chatzer, and she does have a kinyan Arba Amos. So, the Maika Mitlaki, what's the Machlogos? Another massive Shasugi. What's their Machlogos? Marsav, Rabbi Yochanan says, who says that she does have Chatzer and has Arba Amos, it's Chatzer Mishum Yoda Isri Boy. The concept of kinyan Chatzer, what's a kinyan Chatzer? He says kinyan Chatzer comes within Yad. So since you put something in someone's hand, they have a hand, their Chatzer is like their hand. So a girl has a hand. So if chatzer is midin yad, a girl has a hand, a girl has a chatzer. Chatzer mishum yad is rabbi, and ki hechad isle yad, chatzer nami isle. Just like she has a hand, so too she has a chatzer. I saw somebody ask, what if she doesn't have a hand? It's not a physical hand. She has the concept of yad. So it doesn't, even if she's an amputee, she still has a kinyan. Everyone has that. So ki hechad isle yad, chatzer nami isle. Umar savar chatzer mishum shlichos is rabbi. And so others say, no, kinyan chatzer, we learn it out from the concept of shlichos. Your chatzer is your shliach. And she's a katana. A katana can't appoint a shliach. So too, so the chatzer can't work for her if it works midin shlichos. Right? The ki hechad shlichos lesla, chatzer nami lesla. The Gemara now asks, mi ikamanda amar chatzer mishum shlichos is rabbi. Is there any person who holds that a chatzer works midin shlichos? Vasanya, we have a brisa that says, Pasuk says by Geneva, it says, Im himotzi tematz biyodo Geneva, mishor chamor, atzeh chayim shtayim mishalim. And the Gemara says, it says, Im himotzi tematz biyodo, in his hand, the ganav has to pay. Eimli eli yodo. From the word yodo, I only know that a person's only chayim if he steals biyadayim. Bagago chatzir v'karpefo minayim. What if he just locks the roof or his chatzir or his karfif? In other words, now that the animal goes in there and I lock the door. How do I know that's a ma'aseh gneiva? I didn't do the ma'aseh gneiva yadayim. So it says Talmud Lomer he matzeh timatzeh mikol makom. It just says if it's found in your resus mikol makom. So but isak the daite chatzer mishum shlichos. If your chatzer works within shlichos, right? In chatzer mishum shlichos is rabbi. In kei matzina shlichos dvar avera. The kaimelan ain't shlichos dvar avera. So now my chatzer is my shliach. My chatzer is my shliach with dvar avera for do the theft. And we know there's a concept of ain't shlichos dvar avera. So how can the chatzer work within shlichos? It would be a shlichos dvar avera. I think the question is like very odd. It's not really shliach. It doesn't have a choice. Very short. So Amar Ravina. So now we have the next piece of Gemara reads like some brisket Torah. Going back, you'll see. Amar Ravina hecha Armina the ain shliach dvar avera. When do we say the concept of ain shliach dvar avera? It's hecha the shliach bar chiyuvahu. It's only if the shliach is a bar chiyuv. If the shliach has the same issue that you have. But the chatzer is not a bar chiyuv. The chatzer has no issue to steal. It's a chatzer. It's not a person. So therefore, we do say the concept. We do say shliach dvar avera. We don't say ain shliach dvar avera if the mishaleach and the shliach have the same iser. So what about the kohen? We're going to talk about that. So elamayata. So if that's the case, that we only say ain shliach dvar avera if the shliach has the same chiyuv, right? How omer leisha of ebed tzuv gnu lead labnei chiyuv yenu hachinami the mechayev shochan. If I say to an isha or an ebed, go steal on my behalf. They don't have to pay back. We learned that in Bava Kamma. They don't have to repay what they stole. So maybe therefore we can say Hachanayim b'chayev shochan. Therefore me, Meshaleich should be chayev because they're not bar chiyuva. So Gemara says, wait, Amarte isha ve'eved b'nei chiyuva ninu v'hashta mi'o. He says you can say the eved and an isha they are bar chiyuva. It's still usher for them to steal. It's just there's a tour for them paying back whatever that reason is. V'hashta mi'o less leli shlume. And we prove with that it's non nizgarsha isha v'stachar ever chayev mshalim. Once they get divorced or the eved comes free, they have to repay what they stole. It's not at the Napar Chiyuva. It just has, there's a Ptor Tashlumen. Once that Ptor Tashlumen goes away, they still have to pay. So you see that they are Bar Chiyuva. So therefore, if I send an Eber or an Isha, I'm Patra, because Ein Shliach Dvar Avera. So that's, that. So, but Rav, now the Gemara gives another answer about Reish Lakish's question about the roof. They see here that it's a Shliach Dvar Avera. So the Gemara says, no, that's a question that was asked on Reish Lakish. So Rav Sama Amar, Hecha Amrin, Ein Shliach Dvar Avera. When do we say Ein Shliach Dvar Avera? It's Hecha the Iboy Ovid, Iboy Lo Ovid. When the Shaliach has a choice, do it or don't do it. Abba Chatzir, the Baal Karche, a Chatzir's Baal Karche, Mosif Ba. In that case, the chutzner has no choice. It's a chutzner. It has no choice to do anything or not. So there, in that case, will you say shliach of varavera? But if the shliach has a choice whether to do the iser or not, therefore, because you could say divrei, the whole point is divrei rav, divrei talmud, divrei mishomin. So, but the chutzner doesn't know divrei rav, divrei talmud, divrei mishomin. So therefore, in that case, you would say shliach of varavera. But typically, you would say ein shliach of varavera. Aye, so my benayu. So what's the we just had a chakira of what the problem is of ein shliach of varavera. What's the nafkamina? My benayu. Ika benayu kohen the amr le Yisrael say the kaddish to isha grusha. A kohen tells Yisrael go marry a grusha for me. So inami or ishta amr le isha achli katan. Or a man tells a woman who's not mechuyemis in the concept of the baltakif. He says to a woman go cut off the payas of this katan. Right, so I'm not allowed to cut off the pace of the katan, but the woman doesn't have that iser. The hachlish of the amr kol heichad iboy avid iboy lo avid lo mechayev shlocho. If you're talking about a case, if it's whether the shliach has a choice whether to do it or not, so here too the shliach has a choice whether to do it or not. The Yisrael has a choice whether to marry the grusha on behalf of the kohen. The woman has a choice whether or not to cut off the pace. They know it's usher for the mishaleach, so therefore they have a choice. Therefore it's ein shliach dvar vera, and the shliach wouldn't be chayev. So the shliach wouldn't be chayev. Would he? The Mishaleach wouldn't be Chayev. So if the Mishaleach's not Chayev, is he married to the Israelis? He's not Chayev, but is it Chal? I don't know. What does it mean he's not Chayev? If it's Chal, he's over in Israel by being married to her. Maybe it just means that it's not Chal. I don't know. But...
No, once he's married to her, he has an Israel.
Yeah,
so what's the nafkamina to Ainsu Dvar Vera? He's still being over to Vera. So Haninami, Ibai Avi Ibai Lo Avi Velo Mechayev Shalchan. So that's what, and the Shliach not Chayev. But Hachlish Adam Marta Kol Hechad Shliach Labar Chiyuv Mechayev Shalchan. But if we talk about the case that the only time you say Ain't Shliach Dvar Avera, that you only say Ain't Shliach Dvar Avera if the Mishaleach and the Shliach both have the same Isser. But Haninami came into Labanei Chiyuvin in who. In these cases, since the Yisrael is not a Bar Chiyuv to marry a Kohen, a Grusha. So mechayev shalchan. In that case, the mishaleach would be chayev. You would say shluch levar veira in that case. So umi glamad amar chutz lam mishum yad. This rabbi. Do we have anyone who says that a chutz is not mishum that chutz is not mishum yad? Vatanya, we learned by get. It says benasim biyada. Ainly eli yada gaga chatzir kafifa minayin. If we had a meal, if you put it in her field or in a roof, that also works. Tamalomer nasim mikol makom. It's nasim in any place. And if you would hold that chutz only works within shlichus. And it's not, it only means shlichus, and that's her yada. Why do I need the pasuk to tell me v'nasan that her chatzah works? We don't know the concept of shlichus from anywhere else. So therefore we know that the chatzah belongs to an isher because it's like her shliach. So therefore, and that's why she was zocha for her shlichus. So see, we're going to get to the Mishnah. So, well, no, it's no point. We're going to get to the Mishnah. You'll say brachas faster. So the Gemara now comes is being chosen with the machlokas between Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish. When it comes to get, everyone, no one argues the chatzah mishum yad reisabai. Everyone agrees that chatzah mishum yad when it comes to a get. Keep legally in your mitzia. The only machlokas when it comes to mitzia. If by a mitzia the katana also has a kinyan chatzir and arba amos. Marsav, Rabbi Yochanan says yafina mitzia meget. Rabbi Yochanan says yes. Marsav lo yafina mitzia meget. No, because we don't learn dina mamonos from dina iser. The ibai same, or you can say katana kuli amlo pligi yafina mitzia meget. By katana you do learn mitzia meget, and therefore she has a kinyan chatzir. She has a kinyan yad. V'hachem bekatan kamif pligi machlokus is by katan. Marsav yafina katan meketana. Marsav lo yafina katan meketana. The ibai same, or mar machada, mar machada. Or we can say that there's no machlokus. One was talking about a katan, one was talking about a katana. V'lo pligi. There's no machlokus at all. They were just talking about a katan or a katana, but everyone would agree that the katana does have the kinyan chatzir and the kinyan dalamas. Okay, we'll stop here.